of all, I would like to thank Saido. I discovered his teachings 4 years ago and really changed my life, I must say. I had also a small form of depression, and just asking the question, is it necessary, helped me so much. So, but related to the practice now, I'm trying to find out a little bit more about right attitude. And actually, every time I check, and I check very often, I always had a wrong attitude. Always wrong. So it's like either greed, delusion, I mean, everything is there, and the crazy mind, I mean, it's really. So I was rereading yesterday a little bit out of this wonderful book, and it was said at one point, well, you shouldn't change you have wrong attitude, and you shouldn't try to have right attitude. And I see the point. What I'm trying to do actually is try to bring in some curiosity every now and then. But that would be tricky, isn't it? I mean, it was like trying to change from from wrong attitude to right attitude. Or so that would be my first question.
Is it necessary to a question? You know, there's always this dichotomy in the mind between the mind that's watching everything else and the minds that we notice, and those are the objects, right? And Theodosius, when he says we need to have right attitude, it's only about the mind that is watching. So when we check if the mind that's watching has the right attitude and it's wrong, Theodosius, then we just, it becomes the object, you know, and we notice, okay, this is wrong attitude. But we don't have to change it. But he says we can be curious about it, like, what is this like? And that's not changing it. It's just, asking more questions about it, observing it a bit more carefully or whatever.
Yogi aloka, di bega aloka. Di naoka aloka, yogi aloka. Pi ni dao yogi nam sa.
Yeah.
Alu da bobo.
Yeah.
Pi dao, du taim, pi te taim. Ay, ma ni dao, ma man ti dao wa. Ta man di di pi.
Yeah. And he says when, you know, as we meditate, he says the work we do is from the side of the observing, right? We're observing. He says what we observe, then that's what we don't change. When we notice something, we don't try to change what we've already noticed. He says, but remembering that having noticed what is happening as it is, that's already right view. So when you know there's wrong attitude, well, there's wrong attitude, that's right view already. So seeing that is what is happening in the moment is already a gain. You know, it's a profit. You see what's happening as it is. You're not like deluded about it. You're not tricked by it. And it's important to see that, you know, that if it's happening right, you know it's happening this way. If it's something is unskillful, you know it's unskillful. To recognize.
Yeah, second yeah. Question, thank you. The other thing is, I find, for instance, to be mindful of seeing, it's incredibly helpful in real life, and just hearing, I mean, it was like wonderful. The only thing, my job is to talk, and that where I'm lost. When I start talking, to be mindful while I talk is so difficult, really. I try very, very hard. I can do it perhaps 20 minutes, but then I say, that's it. Just practicing.
Meaning, tu aloka, zaga piora.
Oh.
Tu a chara rimina ritiara, ayan, ဒီလိုရှိတယ်အဲ့ဒါအများကြီးတတိဆက်ဆံပြီးတာဒါပေမဲ့စကားပြောရတဲ့အချိန်မှာတူမင်းတစ်ဆက်လောက်တိလို့ရတယ်ပြီးရမြဲအဲ့ဒါဘယ်လိုလုပ်ရမလဲတတိဟိုဘယ်လိုဆက်ပဲကြိုးစားအဲ့လိုပဲဆက်ကြိုးစားပြောချင်တာကိုမင်းများတိ
Yeah, just keep trying.
Like have an intention to notice when your mind becomes eager to speak, because it's eagerness when we get involved in or you know really wanting to get our message out that that's when we lose the mindfulness of ourselves. He says when if the mindfulness is really stuck to you, you'll be very conscious of that energy, you know, and it can't run away with you. But, you know, if it does because of habit, you do want to know it. So you can set up the intention so that you start noticing.
Yeah,
so
it
just
means,
he says that you have to practice every time you speak. And if you speak a lot, that's,
whoever,
you have a lot of opportunities. Yeah. Yeah, he says we all need to set up a habit too. And an intention to be mindful
in this speak.
When we become skillful in speaking, he says then, you know, our work gets done. You know, we need to speak with us. Speaking gets done. He says we learn to speak more skillfully. We learn. It doesn't happen right away. We learn to speak more skillfully. And he says mindfulness also happens. So everything gets done.
Thank you. I think this came answered already, but I still ask. I have lots of worry in my mind when I check my what's going in my mind. So does it the same thing apply that I still just keep noticing it?
ဘာလို့တတိထားလဲငေါ်ဘောလေးကိုတတိထားလဲဆိုရင်
You need to remember your motivation for observing the worried mind. Sierra says, we don't watch it so that the worried mind will go away, right? But you need to remember that there's two things. So the first thing is, Sierra said, when we are properly being mindful, we are not giving any energy to the thoughts of the worried mind. You know, we don't believe them, we don't give them more energy to think. When we don't give the mind energy to think, those thoughts start to lose energy. They start to not be able to think so much or influence us so much, because it's the continuous thinking that influences the mind. So by being mindful, you know, by being mindful, he says the worry can get less just because another activity is taking its place, although it's still there, they're kind of competing, right? And the second thing is that now this mindfulness, its job is to actually notice the worried mind and also to get some information about what worried mind does. So what do you know about worried mind? So what does it make you feel? How does it feel when there's worried mind? What are the sensations? Yeah. What does it do? How do those thoughts, you know, you're not giving them power, but how do they trick you to notice that as the mindfulness continues, you know? And so the learning happens about the word mind because you continue to mind. Do you feel any resistance towards the word mind when you observe it?
do you mean by resistance?
When you have worried mind and you're observing it, do you feel sort of like afraid of it, or are you
angry or disliking?
Or do you feel really like happy? Oh, here's the worried mind. Let's watch it. I'm, you know, this is so interesting. I'm going to, you know, find out about it. How do you? What's your reaction to having worry in the mind?
I'm worried about it.
Yes. It's a little bit of.
Worryness, worryness. So, 都记录门内物，你讲得来没？所以，没记了。那那有条阿勇那那那有来阿片就来，然后没有人。你feeling的部位有味道，到时候记呢。到时候记，龙华对我们记。对呢，没记呢。都你那边数嘛。Yes。那那到时候味道，阿对呢，feeling那多记。So
two things that you can do, Seattle says. First, before you do the two things, the thing to remember is that worry is in the same family as dosa. So dosa is aversion. But worry is in the same family. So worry, sadness, worry, sadness, fear, they're all in the dosa family, right? So they're all together. So if you have worry about the worried mind, it means there is aversion, you know, there is dosa. So it's not helping, right? If you observe it, Seattle says aversion squared, right? So if you worry, watch worry with the worried mind, sort of feeds the worry. So Seattle says in that case, so say you are watching the worried mind. Okay, so you're watching the mind. Seattle says the thing to notice is if it increases or not. If the worry starts to get more, Seattle says then you stop doing that. So there's then two things to do. One is use a neutral object, something completely unrelated to the worry. You put worry aside and watch the breath or walking, you know, anything else. And the point is just to build mindfulness so that mindfulness gets much stronger, you get more steadiness of mind, and then when the mind feels much more steady, you can bring that steadiness to observe the worried mind. Then because of the steadiness of the mindfulness, it won't be affected, it won't be worried to watch worried mind. The second thing you can do is, Seattle says if you don't want to use a neutral object or you can't, the worried mind is quite like playing to you, he says you can use just the feelings, just the sensations in the body, for example, but do not watch the thoughts at all. Don't give any attention to the thoughts. Stay only with the feelings, completely with the feelings, so that, again, to build up mindfulness until it feels really much steadier and the thoughts get weaker.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And may I have a second one? So, about sitting and doing samadhi, I'm doubting that should I do it or not, because I see that I have a craving for it because I enjoy it. So I don't know, I'm doubting myself, should I do it or not?
When you sit and you get samadhi.
yeah, because I have a craving for that. So,
recognize the love, yeah.
Yeah, he's. Samadhi comes, you like it, watch the feeling of how it feels to like something. And then when you watch liking, it'll calm down a bit. When it's not liking, when that feeling feels more neutral, he said you can go back and watch
whatever.
So you can investigate, you know, when the mind likes the samadhi, it feels like this. So take notice, okay, it feels like this, the mind likes samadhi. And then you start watching the liking. And then the liking calms down, it becomes more neutral. And then again, check, what does it feel like? Now there's samadhi, samadhi's still there, but the liking is not so strong. What does it feel like? So you can notice, you can like investigate that. You'll see that when the you know, when the mind that's watching, whether there is liking, disliking, or neutral, you know, in it, it changes the perception, it changes the view of what it's experiencing.
Yeah. Now I realize that my question is actually that I noticed that my motivation for samadhi comes from craving and not from wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Mm-hmm. Craving jump the money should have more.
No, craving jump the money should have more. It is pleasant. And what we have to just learn to do is recognize the liking, recognize the samadhi for its uses, and then carry on. We still need to use samadhi. We can't throw it away, you know.
Mm.
Yeah. So we can deal with the lobha, deal with the greed, so that it's not the operating emotion with samadhi, and then use wisdom to carry on.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good to be here and sit with all of you. The problem is that I'm losing the words and languages. So, but one question I have to you, you have written that thoughts are lying, but emotions, feelings never. Could you explain about that?
ตะเนี่ยมายิถ่าตวยอ่ะโกเล็งเล็งตัดเนี่ยだแม้คันซ้ําหมู่อ่ะมันเล็งเนี่ยだแม้ตะคัดเลยคันซ้ําหมู่อ่ะตวยอตวยอ่ะเล็งเนี่ยไอ้คันซ้ําหมู่อ่ะเล็งเว้ยไม่ถูกคันซ้ําหมู่อ่ะตัวซิ้นเนี่ยซิ้นเนี่ยชั้นไหนชั้นไหนだแม้ฟีลิ่งอ่ะเนี่ยเล็งลงมันเล็ง
Says in that context, it's more in the sense that sometimes our mind can suggest things to us that sound wise sometimes, and it can, if you look at it, sometimes it can sound like, you know, we want to do something because we have metta or we have karuna, but if you those kind of thoughts can be tricky because the wording can sound exactly the same as a wise thought, but if you want to see whether it's wise or whether there's some hidden unwholesome motivation, he says when you look at how it feels, if there's some hidden unwholesome motivation, like there's attachment or like a hidden agenda to get something, he says then it will not feel purely happy, it will feel uncomfortable because there's a hidden agenda. So that's how the emotions or the feeling, you know, doesn't lie in the sense that it because if it's something unwholesome, it always will be reflected in the way you feel. Unwholesome things feel slightly tight. So for example, often people, especially in Burma, you'll hear this, you know, will say things like, something happens, something not very good. You'll say, oh, you know, everything comes and goes anyway. And instead of acceptance, it could be resignation. You know, instead of really recognizing that everything comes and goes, and so they feel free, it can just be like a sour grapes, you know, you're like, oh yeah, well, you know, you just have to deal with it. You know, sort of like, there's slight aversion in it. So, but if you look at the feeling, you can see whether the mind
worry
is free, or whether the mind is, has an aversion to it, you know, doesn't like it to be that way or something, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I'm also very happy to be here. My question is, right now in my practice, it's wise for me not to focus on the body sensations so much. And my question is about the times I'm doing formal sitting in the meditation hall. So then I would open my eyes, keep my eyes open, just to get some, make it easier to focus somewhere else. And then there would be somebody sitting right in front of me, right? So I would see their back. And so what I would notice is, well, of course, still some body sensations, and then like seeing, but not very much is changing in the visual field. Like the person might be breathing a little bit or something, like some slight movement, but not very much. Then I would notice like eyes moving from place to place and attention shifting from place to place and, you know, thoughts. And if there's enough awareness, it's all fine. Feels like fruitful practice. But if there's not very much awareness there to start with, it's kind of a challenging situation to be practicing in. Because if I don't, I want to keep my eyes open and not focus too much on the body. But since there's like not very clearly anything else to be focusing on, I'm just wondering if it's just a challenging situation to practice in, or if there might be something that would be helpful for me in that situation.
Focus maloi kaun ne re tu ba phit la ro mti u ero tu wa tacha ayu ni tong bo chu za ro athu tu pye dama yom ma thai ne so yin ne tu wa mya si phwet tha le mien na wo tu ti le da ma mien na so ro tu wa a shi ma tia yaw thai ni me tu ro ne ara tai a pyaung le ma shi u ta khat le mya si ya ho chi ti chi lout da ti le ayu sait ayu a ho ho yaw ti yaw yaw da so ti le အတွေးတွေနဲ့နပ်ပါပါတည်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့နည်းနည်း challenging ဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးကြီးဟိုကဖြစ်ရတာတတိနည်းနည်းအားရှိရင်တည်နေလို့ရတာတည်မစိုးဒါပေမဲ့တတိနည်းနည်းအားနေရဆိုရင်တော်တော်လေးဓာတ်ရုပ်ထိန်းထားဖို့ကတော်တော
်အချင်းနဲ့ဖြစ်ထားဘူးလားဖြစ်နေဖြစ်ဖြစ်စိတ်အခြေအနေကိုကြည့်နေပေါ့
He says can you notice how your mind feels
state of your mind
so keep that as your anchorIs the mind, how does the mind feel?
You mean the attitude? Or can you say more about how the mind feels, like the mind state in general?
Its state in general, is it calm, is it curious?
Right.
Yeah, is it busy?
Tension, yeah, relaxed.
Is it tense, relaxed?
Relaxed, I think you're right.
You can notice, right? All that, like the mind is feeling relaxed.
Relaxed, so where are you with that?
And he says, whatever the mind lands on, you can stay with it. Like if the mind feels relaxed now, you can just keep noticing it's relaxed and then it's changing. Or it's changing, it's getting tense, it's changing again, it's getting relaxed. So that.
Thank you. I will do that.
Thank you. Seeing can be challenging because we tend to go to the thing that we see.So it has to always come together with the awareness of seeing. So it always has to come back to there is knowing that seeing is happening. Knowing that seeing is happening. So the knowing and the seeing must come together. And
now the cool, see now, I told me, looking so to help me out.
And also noticing, because the mind will, so noticing seeing, so knowing seeing, you will also see that the mind looks. So when the mind looks, it's on the object that you are seeing, right? He says, and to notice that the mind is looking, or now the mind is looking. So then again, you take it away from what you see back to what the mind is doing, which is looking or seeing.
Thank you.
Hello, I translate for
okay.
him. When he meditates, when he opens his eyes, So there are a lot of thoughts. But when he closed his eyes, so he like sleeps.
Sleep.
Yes.
Yes,
sleeps. So he's more awake with the eyes open. Because he knows that the mind is thinking. So that's better, Siaro says. So he can keep the eyes. Keep the eyes open. Know that the mind is thinking. It's better than closing the eyes and being sleepy.
Right? Yeah. And also, I want to know what object he used. Main object.
He prays a lot. When he prays, he feels peaceful. But when he meditates, when he meditates long, then he is afraid, also tense. Yes.
Siaro thinks that when he sits, he is focusing too hard, focusing too much, and also maybe he has the wrong attitude. Wrong attitude means that he wants something, or the mind thinks that what is happening now is not good. So one of these things. Siaro wants to know, what does he use as his main object? Does he use a main object?
Yes, in the four postures, sitting, lying, walking, yes, he concentrate on that, and when he think, he know his thing, but he fear that he do something wrong.
Just
recognize the fear. Don't believe the fear, Siaro says. Know what the fear feels like.
Yeah. say when he meditates, he meditates a lot, and his fear come with him, and when he sleeps, he sees nightmare. And but when he prays, he gets peacefully, more peaceful.
Do
his chanting first.
Yeah,
and Seattle says he is probably mindful when he's chanting, right? He knows that he's chanting, so the mind becomes quiet. And then when the mind is peaceful, Seattle says, then he can be aware of other objects.
Yes. Vì sự năng là ba hãy tụng cầu nguyện
trong physical sensation của chị sẽ cụ tinh của chị này và sẽ cụ nó là chị rồi tôi cụ tuần thì bố mà bảo mình tôi thì sáng nay được về tôi đã hiểu rồi.
Sarah said one more thing. He said he wants him to stay more with the body sensations.
Yes.
So in the four postures, stay with the body sensation. If he knows the thinking, Seattle says just acknowledge, but come back to the body sensation. Don't look at the thought, don't believe the thought. He thinks that the thoughts are what's scaring him.
Yeah. Sư nói là bạn nên để ý tới cơ thể. Bởi vì đừng có để cho những cái suy nghĩ làm cho bà sợ. Thì nếu như bà để ý cơ thể mà đừng tin cái suy nghĩ của mình.
Because when he looks at the thought, you know, the thought has a story, but that's not the thought. The thought is just the mind is thinking. And Seattle says you just have to know the mind is thinking, but don't look at the story. The story is not important.
Story, concept,
story is just the mind making something up. Good or bad, Seattle says no need to pay attention. Just know the mind is thinking and come back to the body sensation.
Nó hay tạo câu chuyện nhưng mà ý nghĩ đó chỉ là cái tâm nó nhảy qua nhảy xuống này kia, nó tạo câu chuyện cho mình.
Thank you.
And I thanks for being here. And my problem is that when I do something, I concentrate so much that I forget anything else. I just can do one task one time, and I would like to do more two tasks on at the time.
Multitasking, no, chỉ này là tập khu rồi sẽ cả anh sẽ trả lời mấy câu rồi. Hello.
I would do maybe one party.
Seattle asks now, what are you knowing?
I know this situation.
What object? What object?
In the body and the mind.
Do you know your whole mind?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
okay.
I know.
And then?
I know us.
What about seeing? You know you're seeing. You know the sound of your voice. So it's always inside yourself. Not outside,
many,
you know,
not
but
only
also
one.
Inside.
You can know many things. Right? You
yes.
know you see?
Yes.
And you know you're hearing?
Yes.
See and hearing same time or one by one?
Uh,
Both. Okay. So now you know you're touching, right?
Yes.
Holding.
Yes.
And also you know you're sitting. And do you know how you feel now?
But I only know when you say that.
And this is for guiding. this for guiding. You just follow like you ask yourself.
Yes.
Then you know Master Daking come. They know this, know that. Okay? No need to focus too much. Yeah. If you focus too much, then you go to the one object and you forget other 99 objects. Okay, just knowing and asking yourself, what do you know?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm grateful for being here. Maybe my question would be the when we are doing here more like informal practice, so being aware when we since we woke up until we get sleep, so maybe not that much sitting, walking. And it's interesting for me to see that when we are doing more like informal practice, being aware every second, it's easier for me noticing the thoughts, being aware of the thoughts, but not so easy to be aware of the emotions what thoughts brings.
That's okay. Seattle says you already noticed that much. So you will start noticing that too. Yes.
All of them, they say in my opinion. I do have a mind function, my feeling and a mind function. And mind will you cheat that way?
Because the thoughts are in the mind, or the mind is thinking, and the mind is also feeling. So, you know, when you know the mind, you will know these things.
So, Brahma, I say go cheat that. Listen, people do.
So, first we just need to get familiar with the mind, have practice at knowing the mind and not getting lost in it. And mostly we recognize emotions when they're quite strong, and when they're subtle, we can sort of ignore them. Yeah, just go past them, sort of. That's the tendency.
And you know,
he said you can start by just checking often whether the mind is feeling relaxed or tense, and checking often you're checking in with the emotion, with the feelings often, and that will build a habit for the mind to notice what it's feeling. So you check every time you have contact with something, you know, every time you hear something, how does the mind feel? Every time you see something, how does the mind feel? When you're doing something, you're walking in the corridor, how you're feeling? Mm-hmm. Opening a door, how do you feel? You know, so every time you just check in, how do you feel?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, I should also say that I'm happy to be here, but now I don't feel it because it's you know, these discussions have been always stressful to me, so like, to be completely honest, I don't feel the happiness right now.
He says then you don't have to.
But yeah, because, well, probably one of the reasons is that I've been thinking about this. Yeah, I've been thinking about this coming up for a long time, right?
Yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've been listening to all these discussions so many times. So I have been kind of in this situation many, many times. And my mind has been talking to Matet and Alexis and Sayadaw like long hours.
Yeah,
Sienna says the stress is not because of the discussion. The stress is because probably you have a lot that you want to say or share, and like there's a shortage of time.
Well, yes, but there's more. So I think so. 3 years ago, well, Sienna asked, I remember this, you know, this question, but why are you thinking so much, right? And and I always thought that I'm thinking because I'm like an intellectual person, right? So I'm just interested in, and I also knew that I'm like distracting myself from unpleasant emotions. But I remember how like Alexis once said, well, everyone needs appreciation, like three years ago or 2 years ago. And I my mind was kind of dismissive. Well, I don't know. I don't. It's not me. I completely don't need it. It's not how I run, right? Yeah. And then 1 year ago, I realized that it's all I care about, actually. The striving on the retreats, it was all about actually having internal discussions with you when I was walking and so on. It was because so my mind works by, in any situation, it finds, it creates like, it divides people into people who are kind of somehow source of value and validation. And then, and then it does everything to please them, right? To appeal. So I discovered that, for example, I really am scared of like showing sadness because I learned to be this like witty and funny as a kid probably already. So this was my strategy when I was young. And this is kind of more intellectual from reading, but to get love from my parents and so on. I don't remember this, but it kind of fits the picture, right? That this kind of feeling that this attention and love, this is very like limited resource, so I have to somehow compete for it.
yes.
ตัวเปอร์อาชญ์พี่อ่ะลงแก่แต่ตอนนี้ก็ตัวไม่เลยเนี่ยบาลูอ่ะเราสิ้นซ้าไม่ได้เลยบ่นี่บาลูอ่ะเราตุยได้เลยสรุปตัวไอ้ฉิ่งตัวสิ้นซ้าตัวเปอร์เลยโหตัวอินเทลเล็กชวลผิดแต่บ่นี่สิ้นซ้าเนี่ยแหละดูแต่แม้เนเน่ก็เยิ้มนี่แหละแต่โหมันจะไม่ก้าวหน้าสิทธิ์ดีบาลูช่างจริงเนาะสึกาอายเปล่าได้หมดแต่ชาหาที่ช่างตุยผิดแต่เอ่อแล็กซิสก็เลยตะขาเปล่าได้โหดูได้ก็โหอัจฉิขันจริงลูกโหตะชาหลูอกางเถ
di lo myo lu phaw paw de tu wa bdu ma tu o atit ma pyu khan khan a da tu lo ma sait go bo sa view aside wa da mae lo ga de tat tik ka tu tu ba a thaw yin na tu myin la de haut de de ta ga na haut de lo ta ma da mya a lo ji a thaut da o pyo da o sin za da o a kong lo ma ho de myo de mi
lo jin de
ko ko kaum kaum de lo mi aw lo ko lo tha da paw ဟိုသူပြောတယ်သူစိတ်ကားတယ်ဘလောက်နားလဲလဲဆိုရင်ねလူတိုင်းကိုတခါတည်းနဲ့တတ်မှတ်လိုက်တယ်ဒီလူကငါ့ကိုအချစ်ပေးနိုင်တယ်ဒီလူကငါ့ဟိုအမွန်ဒီလူအချစ်ကခံကျင်တယ်ပေါ့အမွန်ဒီလူအချစ်သိအရေးမကြီးဘူးပေါ့အဲ့ဆိုရင်ဟိုသူအချစ်ခံကျင်တဲ့လူနဲ့ဟိုအဲ့လူရှိရရနိုင်တဲ့လူကိုစိတ်ကတခါတည်းနဲ့ဟိုကတိပြီးတော့အဲ့လူရှိရနေရအောင်လို့စိတ်ကအမျိုးမျိုးလုပ်တာပေါ့ဥပမာရည်စရာပြောတာတော့ဘာလို့သူပြောငယ်ငယ်ရဲဖြစ်ແຮ່ວ່າດີມາຕູ້ສະກາປ່ຽນລະຍາລະພີ່ໂຕງງງກະແດ່ຫັ້ນຄືຄະລີອ່ະຄະລີບໍ່ແດ່ອະພິມາບໍ່ແດ່ມີບາຍອະຈິດກະຫູບໍ່ລູຄອງແດ່ອະແມ່ຍຍາລະບໍ່ເຮົາ
ເດລ້ານຈົ່ງຈົ່ງໄປໄດ້ຕູ້ຕູ້ເຊັດມາປ່ຽນປ່ຽນໂຕອະຍາຍຄືເ
ຮົາ
ຕູ້ຫັ້ນລ້ານຈົ່ງຈົ່ງຢູ່ປິດສຸບາປ່ຽນຂໍລະເອົາອີ່ຈີ
້ເອົາບໍ່ລູຄອງແລ້ວ
ເອົາຄຸນອະຄຸອ້າທົ່ງແດ່ອະຈິດນີ້ໄປປ່ຽນບໍ່
Yes so sciatosis so how is the practice
ຍົ້ມເດບໍ່ປີ້ລະ
Yes
that's true, right? Because so first, like discovering this aversion, like almost fear of sadness yesterday was interesting. And then when I let the sadness in, it feels like I created a recording for my child yesterday, because she's like she's young and she's like 1 week is like too much. So my wife put play it back when to her, and I let the sadness be there in my voice, and I don't And it felt so good afterwards. I remember how Saido mentioned that, like, this verbal fabrications are stronger when you do something, let's say, wholesome. It felt so peaceful that I don't have to kind of hide it. So I don't even know that whether it's sadness or whether normally the superficial joy, kind of, it's like, it's, there's so much effort to appear, yeah, to appear joyful, and there's so many things I try to hide, right?
Well, ตัวเมียไล่เตอะไรเออตัวเมียไล่ตัวเนี่ยเสกกูจับตัวบรมมาทุกตัวเนี่ยป่มมาเปล่าเนี่ยอ่ะมะเนี่ยตัวตริทามไล่เออตัวเดี๋ยวแล้วตัวคลีริโอตริยะโหลเทนะตัวเสกกันเนี่ยวนเนี่ยเราเมเนี่ยตัวเปวนเนี่ยไล่เตอะไรวนเนี่ยไปไล่ตัวตัวตะเมียตัวจะบัสรอตริยะมั้ยสรอตัวเรคคอร์ดิ้งลงปรอตัวไม่มาเอาโปเลยเออตัวตะมีหน้าทางเอาโปไอ้มาตัวตัววนเนี่ยเสกกูตัวบลูคอมไล่
So
essentially, Sierra says you accepted it, mm-hmm. you welcomed it, you accepted it, and you just was with it. You were just real with it, and he said that's how we should be. Just let it be as it is, and that's more freeing. We don't have to try to be something. Sierra says unwholesome stuff and wholesome stuff come and visit our minds, and they go. They come and go. He says we just have to be careful about whether we're inviting them to stay,
mm-hmm.
and our invitation is by either resisting them. When we resist them, we also are holding them, and when we, of course, when we attach to them, that's the obvious one. We are, you know, sort of trying to have them stay. So if, you know, if there's sadness, just recognizing, accepting their sadness, and being with it, and then it comes and goes.
And it's not even just about sadness, but more even about like readiness to let it in if it comes. So my problem is like I feel the tension in the throat and in the back of my head all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it actually completely shields me from feeling the sensations,
what?
Including very much like emotions. So that's why it's so hard to find any balance versus like the stuff in my head, because this is the pattern. And it's the same because it's also manifest here, because I feel that if I release it, what if I cry? I sometimes I notice it, it may also be like from childhood, because it feels like it's been like me for a very long time.
So he says these things, you know, noticing them, recognizing them, and then just being with them is the, like, the shortcut to, you know, shortcut to, like, whatever, you know. He says, but intellectualizing and just thinking about it is not as helpful as just being with it and accepting it and seeing what that result brings.
I love it. I love whenever I manage to break down and cry sometimes, because it feels so obviously freeing, right? And now I don't have to cry. I don't have to go as far. Now it's more like balanced, like staying in between.
That's good, Sierra says you bringing the practice into your life.
Yes. Yeah, and today there was some further like forbidden emotions revealing, right? So like feeling this kind of competitiveness, like this kind of cutthroat.
Yeah.
Like in, I have to be somewhere first. Everything is like limited, right? So you have to fight for it. And it's like almost like visceral, like animal.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says, you know, they're just forbidden because we think they shouldn't be there, but they are. For everybody, they're there. You know, if there's a mind, if
you're a human. Yeah.
Just if we recognize it, it's great. Seattle says, just if we can know them naturally. And,
and that's the reason why I had so much trouble staying with the breath for many years, because breathing already included this kind of like panic mode that I will suffocate, right? That I have to. So actually, the way for me to watch the breath is actually to stop the breathing, but without holding it, and watching the small natural movements of the like of the body versus like me wanting to grasp it and like watching the urge to breathe, because otherwise I will surely die, right?
ตัวเนี่ยเราเนี่ยบอกมาว่าตัวอนาปานะเราชุบลงไม่เอาเลยป่ะสออะเนี่ยแพนิคกับตะคาได้ลาเลยป่ะสอแต่ชูจินเนี่ยสิทธิ์ไล่ตัวชูชินน่ะเนี่ยเดี๋ยวใหญ่เนี่ยโหตะชาชินน่ะสิทธิ์อันใหญ่อาจิเออไอ้หลุมเยียนเนี่ยดิรู้ไอ้สอตัวเต็มมาเว้ยสอแล้วสิทธิ์อันหลุมเยียนผิดเลยไอ้แล้วตัวไม่ชูเว้ยเนี่ยดิไดเยียนๆเนี่ยคานะโกเรมาหลุช่าหมดเลยอันใหญ่สิไอ้อะไรตีล่ะตัวยะดิเลยดิอัตแท้ชูรายุตัวจิมาสอตั
not a human being. The child is not a human being.
You've worked out how to make it work for you, and that's good.
So I have to reach very deep back into the origin of intention, because if I watch any object that's after this intention, it's that the scene is already set, and it's I will just feed the stuff that's earlier, right? So I have
So knowing that intention is good, because it takes good mindfulness to see that beginning. Yeah, then it's easier to not get carried away into that story. So just keep being mindful, so that mindfulness is really on top of things, then you'll always be, you know, there where it starts.
I can't even be mindful, because that's too much. So I just have to allow the mindfulness.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, like, I am being
mindful. Don't try to be. Yes. Do it just the way you know.
Thank you.
Can I just make sure that I understood the instruction correctly that you gave me? Okay. So you gave me the instruction of being with how the mind feels, or what the mind state is. And I started doing that, trying to do that immediately. And so what I'm used to, like, happening in my practice is that there's, like, noticing the mind state, like, one moment and another moment and another moment. But I've never actually tried kind of keeping my attention on the mind state continuously. I never tried to have it as kind of the primary object. So I'm just wondering if this is what you meant with your instruction, just to keep the attention on the mind state continuously.
Yes, you can keep that as the primary object. Just know it.
Yeah, because
you
can't.
Because then the mindfulness is continuous, right?
That's
the primary goal is that the mindfulness is continuous. Yeah, so here you're just giving space to the mindfulness. There is an object that it can easily know and it can stay. So you use the state of mind as like the base camp for mindfulness, and mindfulness can stay there continuously. And when mindfulness feels stronger, it will start exploring other things.
Well, thank you for the clarification, because when I tried doing that, now of course with the trying, there's noticing the tension and then aversion to it and relaxing and like noticing, but I couldn't like find the mind, like the mind state in like all the, in every moment. Like for instance, there would be nervousness around like thinking about, can I ask another question? And I could feel the nervousness very strongly in my body, but the mental component of the nervousness, I couldn't really locate, and then there was like trying to find it.
You just have to recognize that through all this, there is mindfulness. That's all that matters. So all that is fine. There's no right or wrong because there's mindfulness. So that's all you need to do, he said. If you just recognize there's mindfulness, he says, if you are knowing what's happening, that's right. The rest of what you are knowing, Sarah says, you don't even have to think about whether they're okay or not. They don't really matter. He says, when you know, like you are knowing them, like he says, when you know the state of your mind, but basically everything you've described is different states of mind and the things that happen with it. There's the sensations that come with it, the thoughts that come with it, the stories that come with it, and there's the mindfulness. He said, and the most important part is the mindfulness.
All right. Thank you.
Well, this is something a little bit different. I've been diagnosed with, I always forget the name of the illness because I'm repressing it, but it's something I hear sounds.
Tinnitus.
Exactly, that one.
Sound in the ear.
Sound in the ear. So it has been 1 month ago after possibly a bad ear infection. And the thing is, so I decided to include it, to make it part of the the Dhamma. So, because at the beginning...
It is part of the Dhamma.
I mean, be conscious. So, because of course, I hear it when I lie down. Okay, it's the first thing I hear in the morning. I say, wonderful, wake up call for awareness. That's it. It's a little bit more tricky in the evening because I go to bed and then I hear this sound. And of course, at the beginning, my immediate reaction was, okay, I have to suppress it, okay? I don't want to hear it. I want to get rid of it. And then I decided to play with it. So I was just moving the attention to the hands and then back to the sound. So, oh, it's still there, good, okay. So I don't know. I think it helps me to cope with it. Yeah. And I know that I can get really quite serious when people get mad because of it. I mean, it's like, it can escalate pretty quickly. So I don't know if just practical advice how to deal with it.
But check the mind. Does it like the sound? So go to that. Go to that. Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. Yes. That is, yeah, that one,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, the other objects are not important. The main thing is the mind reacting.
Yes.
Yeah, the moment the mind is not reacting, that's when you fall asleep.
It takes a while.
He says, so you get to understand the nature of reaction and whether it's a useful thing for the mind. He says, yeah, something the mind can learn from.
Learning about reaction.
Okay.
Thank you.